This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A fire burning near the tiny western slope community of Gateway has grown to more than 12 square miles. Michaela Smiley evacuated from the Turner Gulch fire after sheriff deputies knocked on her door at 5:30 this morning. Smiley left with her toddler and newborn and had to relocate her cats, dogs, horses, and chickens.
It's a roller coaster. Really, it's a roller coaster because you're like, one minute you're like, it's fine, and the next minute it's blowing up and you're panicking, and then you're fine again, and then you're panicking.
The Turner Gulch fire is one of several large wildfires burning in western Colorado. Outside of Montrose, the South Rim fire has closed Back Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and forced evacuation of nearby residents. Meanwhile, in Douglas County, a small brush fire burning earlier this afternoon near Levere's has been 100% contained. South Metro Fire says mop-up operations will continue for that small fire. Things got so busy at the Colorado Renaissance Festival this weekend that organizers are making a major change to its operation. Denverite's Paolo Scholzeta has more.
Let it be known and heeded by all, the masses attending the Colorado Renaissance Festival have grown most prodigious. The Larkspur Festival says crowds at the seasonal event were so big that they ran out of their famous grilled turkey legs, and attendees were stuck in hours of traffic. To avoid that going forward, the festival says online ticket sales will be limited for the first time in its history. However, in-person tickets bought at King Supers or at the festival box office will not be subject to those limits. Several thousand attend the festival every weekend during the summer.